It's time again for our visit with the PolitiFact Virginia staff at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. That's a fact-checking service. And we're joined this morning by all three members of the staff, Warren Fisk, the editor, and reporters Jacob Geiger and Sean Gorman. Jacob, we're going to start with you this morning and an item you wrote about. When Tim Kaine announced his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, he made a statement that when he was governor, Virginia was named the best-managed state, best state for business, and best state to raise a child. Now, you checked out the facts on that. Was he right?
Well, since 1999, Governing Magazine has been publishing a list of how well the states are managed every few years. In Tim Kaine's term, the state got an A-minus along with Utah and Washington. So he's right on that. Forbes Magazine listed Virginia as the best state for business 4 years in a row, and the best state to raise a child, that claim comes from a 2007 report by Education Week, which topped Virginia above Connecticut, Minnesota, New Jersey, and Maryland. Now, it's worth noting Kaine cannot be the only governor to claim these successes. George Allen, who, of course, is one of the Republican candidates, got similar accolades for the state when he was governor in terms of management. And really, the record of success goes all the way back to Douglas Wilder in the 80s. So for about 20 years, Virginia has been scoring at the top of the best-managed state categories. Kaine is true. We noted this is kind of like being handed the keys to a Cadillac that had been set up and maintained by other governors. Mm-hmm. Kaine kept it on the road and received some good marks for the state during his term.
So that's rated a true statement.
That's right.
Jacob, PolitiFact not only rates statements by politicians as being true, false, or somewhere in between, but also examines comments by politicians that appear to be flip-flops from previous positions. Now, you wrote about a comment by Republican State Senator Thomas Normant about the redistricting bill recently passed in the state Senate, sponsored by the majority Senate Democrats. He complained about it being unfair to some of his Republican colleagues who were left out of their districts in the Democratic plan. But 10 years ago, when the Republicans were in the majority in the state Senate, the last time Virginia redistricted, the Republicans did very much the same to some Democratic incumbents, and Normant was all in favor of it at that time.
Well, redistricting always seems to leave the minority party with hurt feelings and crying foul. As you said, Normant is very upset right now with the Senate Democrats drawing GOP Senators Frank Wagner and Jeff McWaters, both of Virginia Beach, into the same district, while grouping Stephen Newman of Lynchburg into the same district as Ralph Smith of Botetourt County. Again, both of them are Republicans. But as you say, 10 years ago, Normant did the same thing. He drew four Democrats in the Northern Virginia area and in the kind of area around Lynchburg into two districts. At the time, Leslie Byrne, who was a Democrat from Fairfax, was furious, and she complained that Normant was singling out women in the Democratic caucus, which left him unsympathetic, as he said that obviously subtlety was lost on her and her party. Now, at the same time, Janet Howell, who's a Democrat in the Senate, is drawing the maps this time around. 10 years ago, she called the Republican plan absurd and outrageous. This time, she says that her plan matched what the Republicans used in 2001. So Normant's not alone in this, and we rate him full flop for changing his mind based on whether he's in power or not.
All right. Now let's turn to Warren Fisk. Warren, you wrote about Governor Bob McDonnell's comment that when he took office last year, the state faced historic budget deficits of $6 billion, and he said, "We closed those deficits by cutting spending," his words. You checked the facts on that, and what was your finding?
Well, we found that the governor greatly exaggerates how much he cut spending. Virginia, unlike the federal government, is required to have a balanced budget, and during the recession, tax revenues declined. Virginia faced a revenue shortfall of $6 billion needed to pay for expenses. So how did they balance the budget? Well, only about $2.3 billion actually came from cutting spending. The General Assembly cut state agencies and some benefits for state employees. The rest of the budget balancing came from two actions that did not involve us cutting spending. First, state lawmakers used a bunch of bookkeeping maneuvers. They diverted $850 million in scheduled pension payments to pay for general services. And they withdrew $783 million from the state's rainy day fund. They also financed some projects that they had planned to pay for in cash. The other big part, the second thing, was that they used $1.9 billion in federal stimulus money to help pay for Medicaid and education. So we gave the governor a barely true on this. You know, he deserves credit for helping balance the budget, but only $2.3 billion actually involved spending cuts, not the $6 billion that he claims.
All right, barely true. And let's call in Sean Gorman now, who wrote about a statement made by Democratic Congressman Jim Moran from Northern Virginia, who said, quote, over the past decade, the big five oil companies made a total profit of nearly $1 trillion, big sum. Mm-hmm. So you checked on those facts, and what was your finding?
Well, when we started looking at this claim, we had little doubt we were going to find a big number. But we were curious if the profit tally was really that large in the $1 trillion range. Mm-hmm. So we started crunching the numbers ourselves. We got the profit figures for all five of those oil companies from their annual reports online. And when we added them up, we found those five companies made a combined profit of just over $800 billion from 2001 through 2010. And when you adjust that number for inflation, the figure is about $885 billion. Now, another way to look at profit is by examining profit margins. One energy industry analyst we spoke with said the oil industry's profit margins aren't that much different from the profit margins in other fields like construction, banking, and healthcare. But Moran's claims didn't examine the margin. His argument focuses on raw profit over the decade, and he said it came to nearly $1 trillion for those five companies. Now, our figures show those companies made about $885 billion when profits are adjusted for inflation. That's a fair distance from $1 trillion, but still a very sizable figure, so we rate the claim mostly true.
Mm-hmm. He did say nearly, so in round numbers, not too far off. Mostly true.
Yes.
All right. Thanks to Warren Fisk, Jacob Geiger, and Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, who visit with us every Tuesday morning here on Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio.